All right, listen up. When the clock hit midnight on January 1st of 2026, the Affordable Care Act subsidies that have allowed tens of millions of Americans to have affordable health care expired, just like that. On January 3rd of 2026, an Epstein file deadline that requires the Department of Justice to explain why they haven't released the files in their entirety passed. On January 3rd of 2026, Donald Trump also initiated what he calls quote-unquote regime change in Venezuela, therefore knocking the other two issues out of the headlines entirely. I don't use this phrase much, but in this case, I personally want to put America first and focus on the healthcare of the average American rather than focusing on what Trump calls quote-unquote regime change. The reason I'm putting it in quotes is because it's not really regime change. Yes, Maduro is gone, and yes, many Venezuelans are happy. I'm not going to dispute that or dispute their happiness. Maduro was an awful human being, an awful leader, but his regime is still in power. The vice president that was handpicked by Maduro is reportedly sort of working with the Trump administration, but then she put her middle finger up and said, no, Maduro is the right president. So the Trump admin has no clue what leadership is going to look like. Earlier this morning, Marco Rubio was saying that the United States is in charge of Venezuela, but apparently they've already walked that back and aren't being very clear about who is in charge. So I want to walk you through all of this. Let's just start with this high-level overview, then I want to dig in on a few of the other issues. Carl says, so we've gotten rid of Maduro, but we're letting his vice president, Delcy Rodriguez, run things as long as she does what we want, which is give us oil, but we'll send in more troops if she doesn't give us oil. Did I get that right? Like, what could go wrong? Oh, and Rodriguez is saying Maduro is still Venezuela's head of state, and quote, what is being done to Venezuela is barbarity. So she's not being very cooperative. This has all happened over the past 24 hours. The Trump administration claims they're leading Venezuela with the help of Delcy Rodriguez. But then Delcy, again, put up the middle finger towards the Trump administration. Mr. Trump suggested on Saturday that while there were no American troops on the ground now, there would be a, quote, second wave of military action if the United States ran into resistance, either on the ground or from Venezuelan government officials. This power vacuum is being fought for by a bunch of groups, and the Trump admin has no clue what they're doing. Just to pivot over a little bit, let me reiterate, the Obamacare subsidies expired on the 1st of this year. On the 3rd of this year, a key Epstein deadline arrived. The oversight Dems point out, we're sure it's just a coincidence. It has to be a coincidence. But today is a statutory date for the DOJ to explain its redactions in the Epstein file productions. We have not forgotten. We won't let up, regardless of the president's new unconstitutional actions, which I want to revisit. So make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to this video if you appreciate my yapping. But to continue, this administration is trying to consolidate power via authoritarian means to hide the fact that they've betrayed the American people. They betrayed us in multiple senses. We can talk about the economy, where they are delaying and hiding economic figures, hoping they don't manifest, but they are. Unemployment manifests in people's day-to-day lives. Inflation going up, that manifests in people's day-to-day lives, even if you delay the release of this data, in the same way that they're delaying the release of the Epstein files. No transparency whatsoever, while Americans are struggling with rising healthcare costs. All of this to initiate a regime change that seems to have failed, because it's not a regime change. Venezuela opposition in limbo as the world wonders who the hell is in charge. There was global uncertainty about who was in charge of Venezuela over the weekend after the U.S. military dramatically attacked the capital and captured its president. In a press conference on Saturday, President Trump claimed the United States was going to, quote, run Venezuela, saying we are going to run the country until we can do a safe, proper, and judicious transition. Trump then indicated that Delcy Rodriguez, Maduro's deputy, had been sworn in as Venezuela's interim president and would act as a partner in letting the United States run the country. Quote, she's essentially willing to do what we think is necessary to make Venezuela great again, but Rodriguez immediately delivered claims to the contrary and said this.
La inmediata liberación del presidente Nicolás Maduro.
She's saying, we demand the immediate release of the president, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife, Celia Flores, the only president of Venezuela, President Nicolas Maduro. We have the sacred duty to safeguard our national independence, our sovereignty. So she takes power and immediately undercuts the Trump administration's supposed plan of working with her to gain power. Mixed messages come from the two sides. Then in his press conference, Trump said Rodriguez had a conversation with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio was asked about this conversation, and he just stuttered. He didn't know what to say. Does anybody in this administration have any idea what's happening next?
Delcy Rodriguez, who is now, according to President Trump, sworn in as the president, as the leader of Venezuela. Did she promise you that she is expelling all those American adversaries from Venezuelan territory? What exactly did she agree to do when she spoke to you?
We are going to, our objectives when it comes to how Venezuela impacts the national interest of the United States have not changed, and we want those addressed. We want drug trafficking to stop. We want no more gang members to come our way. We don't want to see the Iranian and, by the way, Cuban presence in the past. We want the oil industry in that country not to go to the benefit of pirates and adversaries of the United States, but for the benefit of the people. We want to see all of that happen. We insist on seeing that happen.
Did she promise that?
And we are going to work to continue to see that happen. Well, right now, we are going to see what happens moving forward. Let me just say that. I'm not obviously going to have these conversations in the media. These are delicate and complicated things that require mature statesmanship. And
I'm sorry, but this doesn't instill much faith in the administration for me. You just keep saying, we'll see what happens. This requires mature statesmanship. I'm not seeing that type of mature statesmanship. Stephen Miller's wife, Katie Miller, is currently posting photos of Greenland being occupied by the U.S., and Trump is backing that up. What do you mean mature statesmanship?
That require mature statesmanship, and that's what we intend to do. But our goals remain the same. The difference is that the person who was in charge, even though not legitimately, in the past was someone you could not work with. We just could not work with him. He is not a person that had ever kept any of the deals he made, broke every deal he ever made a fool out of the Biden administration on the deal they made with him. And we offered him on multiple occasions an opportunity to remove himself from the scene in a positive way. He chose not to do
but so. But his number two is now running the country. His number two is someone you can work with. And you, is that what you're implying here? And did she tell you that she will transition to democracy? And the woman who won the election along with her partner there, Maria Corina Machado.
Thank you. These are the important questions. These are the very, very important questions. If you were going to claim that you're doing quote unquote regime change, but you were just kidnapping and extraditing the leader, but allowing his number two to gain power, that is not regime change. It's the same regime.
We are going to make our assessments of people. You're asking me to make an assessment. We're going to make an assessment on the basis of what they do, not what they say publicly in the interim, not what, you know, what they've done in the past in many cases, but what they do moving forward.
Okay, so the administration has immediately backed itself into a corner. Just to summarize, Donald Trump said there would be secondary military action if Delcy Rodriguez does not cooperate. He said, we may have to go boots on the ground. We may have to have a second military operation. He said this word for word. Then Delcy Rodriguez comes out, like essentially metaphorically puts the middle finger up and says, hey, Maduro is the rightful leader and I am his interim. I am now the rightful leader while we're waiting for Maduro. And now this administration says, we don't really know. We're not going to go based on their public statements, which is literally what Rubio said. He says, we're not going to go based on their public statements. We're going to go based on their actions during the interim. Like, dude, her public statements are being non-cooperative in the exact same way that Trump warned against. So if you want to save, if you want any chance of saving this operation, somebody's got to put their foot down or else we are going to enter another endless war where we are perpetually changing out the regime, but not actually changing the regime. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. You know, we just want healthcare. The White House posted a photo earlier today, or like a video of Maduro being escorted through with handcuffs, Trump trying to act cool. But at the end of the day, people just want healthcare. One of my close friends' moms was reliable on the Affordable Care Act subsidies, and she didn't fully understand the extent of which they were helping her until the government shut down and she started to actually realize, wait a minute, I am reliant on a monthly basis on these subsidies. Well, ever since January 1st, the premiums have gone up 500%, which has led to my friend's mom downgrading her healthcare, but then paying even more still. So think about this. Somebody that my close friend cares about, their mom, his mom, has to downgrade her healthcare, her quality of healthcare, and is now paying more just an entirely messed up situation. But hey, at least we captured Maduro. I mean, a lot of people are very, very happy about this. I do not want to discount that whatsoever. Maduro was an awful, terrible, brutal leader. But at the end of the day, is it the United States' place? I'm going to let you guys let me know in the comment section. Drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.